But then I'm in local organizations. I'm a vice president of the Parent Teacher Association, the Hospital Auxiliary, the Huntsville Study Club, which is a group of women who have a number of study programs about different subjects each year, just a variety of things that are of interest to homemakers and others. These are the main things that I do. For the last year and a half, I have been very busy with this bicentennial project and have really neglected my family and everything else in order to do that.
Well, speaking of the daily housework, what do you do?
As little as possible. I do not enjoy housework. I have a maid who comes in just one morning a week, and she does all of the heavier things like mopping and vacuuming, and that I keep the dishes clean, the laundry done, and our room straightened. The girls make their own beds and this sort of thing. But I do not like housework. I never have, and so I don't concentrate on that as much as a good homemaker should.
But all that kind of stuff, like what the maid does, but you'd say that the maid is doing
cleaning or doing housework.
Well, but you know, you said that you do the laundry yourself. Do you do that on any special day of the week?
I do it just about every day of the week. I don't know how my family, as small as it is, can turn out so many dirty clothes. But I do not have a particular day. I usually try to get the linens changed on the weekend because I seem to have more time perhaps on Saturday if we're not going to be out of town than on the weekdays because I have so many meetings to go to. But I don't have a day I call wash day or anything like that.
Well, when you were little, did people do anything special on Monday or anything?
Well, yes. That was the laundry day. Now, in my particular family, most of the laundry at that time was sent out. When I was a very little girl, we had a washwoman. We would take the clothes to her, and she would do the washing and ironing. Then, a little bit later on, we sent it out to a commercial laundry. But my parents did not have a washer and dryer. The lingerie and things that need to be hand washed, of course, were done at home. But of course, I've had a washing machine ever since I've been married, so it's very easy. And then too, clothes are a lot easier to take care of now than they were back then when it was so difficult to iron things, particularly with all the starch and everything. And it's a breeze now, even for me.
Well, if that door was open right there to the bar, you know, and you didn't want it open, you'd tell me to do what to it?
Well, let's see. Now, I don't know whether I'd say close it or shut it. I would say both of them probably equally as much.
Now, this house is brick outside, but what was the house that you lived in as a child, the exterior?
It was frame.
Now, you mean by frame, there's boards one over the other one?
One on top of the other one. It was not a it was not a clapboard house. Is that what you're getting at? It was just a well, what some people around here call a plank house. Does that say what you mean? But it was not board and batting or clapboard or anything like that. It was just plain lumber.
What is this you have on top? This is very pretty. You know, the
roof.
What is that on the top?
The little dormer. Gables. I would call those, probably incorrectly.
The shingles. What are they?
Oh, wood shingles. We don't. My husband and many people around here call them shakes. I don't ever say that. They are just wood shingles to me. Now, again, I don't know what I might have called them if my earlier home had wooden shingles. We had a composition roof on that house, though, and I never had wooden shingles until this one.
It really is pretty out
there. Well, thank you.